Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Welcome to the show, people! K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm reloaded! K100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. You feel me? I'm your host, Blizzard. My co-host, P-Rage Affiliate, is on Colored People Time.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? What am I gonna do? My dog, man. So what, he's late. So what? Episode 44, you dig? Cheaters Anonymous. How may I help you? Okay, look, man. I anticipate a lot of people. A lot of people are going to fill up my line on the show. But like, not even half of them are going to talk. And why, you ask? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're cheaters. And nobody wants to really openly admit that they are cheaters. You know, it's just one of those things. People like to act like, you know, it's the family secret. You know, it's not something that you should be proud of. Especially if you was married when you did the deed. You understand what I'm saying? But we're going to discuss cheating in general. Why people cheat. Is it ever okay to cheat? You know, a lot of different things. Can you tell when somebody cheating? All kinds of different stuff. Who cheats the most, men or women? You understand what I'm saying? All different kind of questions I'm going to ask on tonight's show. Now, with that being said, let me go ahead and get down, run down the scenario of the show. Pay attention. This is K100 Internet Radio. Like I said, I'm your host, Blizzard. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. That's 347-934-0966. I want to thank everybody that's been tuning in and supporting us so far. We up to well over 2,500 downloads and plays within 3 months, which is very good considering we only do a 4-day show, 2 hours a day, 2 hours each episode, Monday through Thursday. You can catch us live on the air. If you can't catch us during the time slot, and I know it's a difficult time slot, especially for everybody that's on the West Coast. I know most of y'all probably still at work, and this is internet radio, so you can't put it in your car in traffic jam. Au contraire, mon frère. Pump your brakes. But yes, you can. Yes, you can, because this is internet radio, and the sweet thing about it is you can download us after the fact. Now, you may not be able to listen to us while we live on the air, and that's okay. I would like for you to be able to listen to us while we live on the air, Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 in the Bay. You understand? But if you can't, I still appreciate, which is like I said, about 80% of the people, because I know I ain't had 2,500 people on the line at when I'm live on the air. Yet still, I got 2,500 plays and downloads, and that don't even count the callers, actually. So technically, most of the people that support my show are forced to support it after the fact because of the time slot. And I love all y'all, man. Appreciate everybody. It don't matter who you support the show. I don't care if you can't call in live. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to do me. We're going to talk. We got enough people that call in to interact. We got our faithful people that call in to keep the show hot. But I still want you to get the knowledge and, you know, hear the show and spread the word. Because, like I said, this is internet radio and also / a podcast. So most of the people are going to be checking the show out after the fact. So like I said, if you come to the web page, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, if you come to the show after the fact, most of the time, which is what most of my callers do, they catch the show after the fact. You understand what I'm saying? P-Reg is in the building, fashionably late, of course.
Yeah!
But yet still, we are colored people, and he is on colored people time. I'm not allowed to be late. Because I have to start the shit up. The P-Reg just feel like he can stroll in this motherfucker. Whenever he damn get ready.
Hey, man, you know my my cousin pushing the repercussion what I got going on, but he's still smashing. But I make it, though, you know. Don't leave him hanging. We steady banging. Let's get it.
What type of P-Reg still making it? It don't matter. We overcome it all. But like I was saying, 347-934-0966 is the number. www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100 is the site. I appreciate all the listeners. And like I was saying before then, I want to really appreciate everybody who calls in and supports the show after the fact. I know that our time slot, I've heard this over and over, but this is the time slot that's convenient for us as hosts that we can get the show in, you know? So I appreciate everybody who can't really call and listen to the show live, but they always send me texts and emails like, yo, I heard last night's show was crazy, because you could download it after the fact or go back to the site after the fact and listen to the replay. And so it doesn't matter how you support the show. Once again, I really appreciate it. And I know for a fact, like I said, we haven't had 2,500 people on the line live yet. Still, that's how many plays and downloads we got, not even excluding the number of callers. You understand? And it doesn't count when we listen to it ourselves. Okay? So it's not like we're going back and replaying this a lot to just boost our stats up. Our stats are what they are. All right? Which means we got a lot of supporters out there. And I know a lot of them can't call in at the specific time because it's early evening, people just getting off work, getting the kids together, blah, blah, blah. But like I said, a lot of them do go back and listen to the show after the fact, and they trip out on it. And once again, remember, you can download the show, take it with you, put it on your MP3 player, iPod, what have you. And speaking of iPods, pay attention one more time. I got to keep mentioning this until everybody starts, because I'm not seeing my stats boosted in that area, because I'm checking on that every day. One more time, we are an official podcast in the iTunes store. Officially, all right? This is not something that you just got to go through a whole bunch of steps. If you have an iPod or an iPhone, if you're an Apple computer user, make sure you go to the iTunes store. You should know what that is. Subscribe to our totally free podcast. It's the same exact thing that you would hear on the show, except if you don't feel like going through the steps of coming to the actual site of the show, and you just do a lot of things with iTunes or what have you, that's just a way to just cut out the middleman, plug your iPhone, your iPod up, and then you'll speak it up. And then if you subscribe to our show, which is totally free, just go to the iTunes store up on the podcast. Do a search for K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. Click subscribe. It's totally free. And every time you plug in and speak up, it'll download it automatically. So you even got to come to the side and look for the episode. It's going to automatically do it every time you plug your phone up. All right? So make sure. We also on MySpace, myspace.com/K100Radio. And we're also on Facebook. Do a Facebook search for us, K100 Radio. Look for the middle finger up. You dig? Okay, moving right along. Oh, also we are, K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music. We own a recording studio. We got studio time for the loan. We also are artists and producers in our own right. With that being said, K100 is about 80% talk and 20% music. We spin music. We spin independent music. We don't spin artists who have big time record deals because they got enough money and budget to blow. They got radio on lock already. We try to show love to the independent artists. We're an indie label, ourselves, Chainless Entertainment. And so with that being said, we spin a lot of music. We spin a lot of our in-house music, but we also take submissions, and we go back and check the episodes. We spent a lot of other artists, and we will spin other artists. Just tell them to send their MP3 and a link to their site to k100radio@gmail.com. That's the official email for the show. The letter K, the number 100, radio, all one word, k100radio@gmail.com. That's how they can get us their music, and we'll run it. And if we can set up a little interview to let them, you know what I'm saying, shout out their people or whatever, or give out their information, we'll do that. We got a couple people coming up soon. We got Lil Cash coming up talking about everything that's going on with him since they was on Wild Out Wednesdays and that success that is bringing them. Talk about the industry with him. You understand what I'm saying? About two more other people. I got a special guest that's going to be here next week. And I think y'all going to enjoy that show too. So y'all tune in. All right? Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. All right? So moving right along. Let's go ahead and get into today's topic. You understand what I'm saying? 347-934-0966.
We're in the building.
You know? Episode 44, Cheaters Anonymous. We're here to help. Okay, people? We're here to help. Now, you know, like, sometimes, first of all, let me get this. Cheating is a problem. Cheating is being a habitual cheater, which some people are.
What do you call cheating?
We're going to get into that.
Yes.
Because you don't have to have sex with somebody to be a cheater. Hello, people. Let me say that again. You can cheat without even screwing somebody. You see what I'm saying? Anything that you're doing with someone of the opposite sex that you wouldn't do with your quote-unquote spouse or mate or whatever floats your boat, whatever you want to call it, girlfriend, whatever, if you can't do that same exact thing and that same exact act with them fully knowing about it and being aware, if you got to sneak and do it, you're cheating. Ladies!
It's the thrill.
Ladies, if you got a boyfriend, a husband, whatever, and I know you just letting this guy ask you out, he wants to take you out to dinner or lunch, you understand what I'm saying? And you go, but you don't tell your husband, your boyfriend, or whoever, you just cheated. And if you think you didn't just cheat, I'm killing you. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody that calls into the show tonight, I want y'all to understand, I am cocked and loaded for this particular show. Now, I will admit that I have been a cheater in the past. I'm single now, so technically I can't cheat on anybody. But in the past, I have cheated, and I have various ways to justify my problem. It's like alcoholics. Yeah, they're going to take that one drink because, you know, it's a party. I mean, you don't want to be a party pooper, you know. People with drug problems, they go to rehab and all that. You know, they're going to try it one time because of this, because of that, various reasons. But at the end of the day, you need help. And we're here to help at K100. This is a community outreach kind of show,
Can you be forced to cheat?
Well, unless somebody put a gun to your fucking head.
I'm just saying, though.
And said, give up the draws.
I'm just saying now.
Listen, man. I'm not going to talk around. And I'm not going to be politically correct. You cannot be forced to do shit. What you mean forced to cheat?
You be forced to cheat. Exactly.
What do you mean be forced? You can't be forced to cheat.
I'm just asking.
You have some reasons that are better than others. You know what I'm saying? Some people cheat.
Not saying forced, but... At the same time, you can be pushed to cheat.
Yes,
I'm putting it that way.
Yes,
you
can. Exactly.
I'm just gonna say it like this: if you
right.
in a relationship and your girl or your guy, if you know you ain't cheating, but they always accuse you of cheating, you doing this, you doing that, and you going through all the motherfucking drama, like you have motherfucking cheated, and the motherfucker actually treating you like you motherfucking cheated, then you might as well motherfucking cheat. Because that's the same motherfucking treatment you're going to get anyway.
Could break up with him.
Yep, that too, but I'm
always
saying.
Always an option.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying, at the same time, you're still getting treated like and talked to like you're a motherfucking cheater, and you know you have a motherfucking cheater. So, sometimes that push you to cheat.
That's right. That's exactly right. You can be pushed to cheat. Now, here today on Cheaters Anonymous, we're going to discuss all of these kind of things. I'm here to help.
Or, it could be called Get Back. But y'all don't want to talk about that. But y'all don't want to talk about that, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it's like pencil pop revenge.
Listen, let me go ahead and read the synopsis. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show so we understand exactly what we're going to be getting into on the program this evening.
P-Ray said for player ready to catch y'all that motherfucker know, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, whatever y'all want to talk, hey, this is my topic. Let's go.
All right. Listen, 347-934-0966. All right, you dig? Let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show.
Yeah.
Episode 44, Cheaters Anonymous. Have you ever cheated or been cheated on? If you did, why did you do it? Was it revenge? If you cheated just to get back for being cheated on, you just as bad as a cheater. In fact, you're even worse. Some people are habitual cheaters.
Yeah.
No matter how good the person they are or with and how good that person treats them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to cheat. It's a problem.
It's a game.
And there are all kinds of ways to cheat. You don't actually have to screw somebody to cheat.
Smash.
Some cheaters don't even know that they're cheaters.
Huh.
Yes. Some people don't know that they're cheaters. Women, Women are the main ones who are cheaters and don't even realize they're cheaters.
You want to know why?
Because they never actually give up the pussy, but you still fucking cheat.
You know why? Because they always say, in my mind, I feel like and I think like.
Right.
So in their mind, they telling themselves they not.
Right.
But they actually are. And
yeah.
I tell people this all the time. If you tell yourself something so many times, you're gonna tend to believe your own motherfucking lie.
Right.
So if you like Liz said, if you going out doing something you wouldn't normally do, I mean that you wouldn't do with your, you know what I'm saying, the person that you with right now, and you gotta sneak and do it, that's cheating.
That's cheating.
Texting is cheating.
Yeah. Texting is cheating, baby. All right, so a lot of you fucking women are in denial about being cheaters. Y'all are the main culprits of that. Most of it, on that particular one, that's mostly men. Niggas know what they doing. You feel me? That's why they goddamn erased the number out the phone and all this other shit. You know? But women, they think that shit is totally honest. You really think that nigga at work really don't want to get your pussy? You think that little goddamn lunch that y'all be going out to eat lunch together every motherfucking day is just harmless because you ain't fucked them yet? Kill your fucking self. You're so cheating ass. You don't even know you a damn cheater. You a goddamn cheater. Anyway, let me finish the synopsis. Because I'm waiting for the lines to fill up. 347-934-0966.
We're in the building.
We're just beginning.
Let me finish it up. Let's go.
Who cheats more, men or women?
Oh.
Now, see, you probably got that answer wrong. Since I didn't ask you who get caught the most cheating. Two different questions.
Who get caught and who cheats the most? Let's go.
Okay. Now, should cheating be, cheating should be cheating like, it should be treated like a sickness. It's a condition. Now, should you forgive someone who cheated on you? Can you ever trust them again? If you've been with someone 10, 15 years, why let one event culminate the body of that work? You understand what I'm saying? It's like a team. It's like your favorite NBA franchise, your favorite football franchise. You understand what I'm saying? And they normally win. They normally good. They normally are great program, but you know they had an off year. They really didn't make the playoffs that year. They performed subpar. You still love that team. That's still your team. They just had a bad year.
Die hard.
Why ruin a 20-year marriage, a 10-year marriage, a 15-year marriage over one event?
Well, I'm saying it like this. If you've been together 10, 15, 20 years, then you already done been through that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You are, that bridge, you probably don't cross that bridge more than one time.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's just that, you know, at the end of the day, it just depends on your relationship and what type of understanding that you got with your mate, you know what I'm saying, your significant other.
Right.
That it do depend, but a person can only take so much. So, just say if you cheated one time or five times, and the person still took you back. But if you cheat six times, that person might leave. So, it just depends on, you know what I'm saying, the straw to break the camel back. That's really what it is.
Right. Now, I will admit, as a guy, I will admit before we get into it with the ladies, and I'll wait for when the lines fill up more, I'll say it again. I will admit, I will not admit that men cheat more than women. I will admit that men get caught cheating, but I feel like women cheat just as much. So I feel like that's break even right there. But I will say that men are less likely to forgive when a woman cheats. Now let me tell you why that is. Do you know why that is, P-Reg? Why do you think that is? Now I can tell you for a fact. I get it up.
We
less forgiving when it come down to
this. Hey, it's like this. Jealousy is a waste of emotion, and niggas, if you got whole feelings, you need to throw them out the motherfucking building, nigga. I mean, that just me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But men, it's not about jealousy. Men are less forgiving when they find, the average guy, when you talk to them, and they find out their girl cheated on them, they gonna be done with her quicker than a woman who find out her man that cheated on him. Most of the time.
Well,
I will concede that to the females today. That's all I will concede. Everything else.
Well, I want to hear what you gotta say, cause I mean me personally, you already know how I feel about it. I stand by. I damn it was pimping for 4 years. So nigga came motherfucking saying me that by my fucking.
Let me tell you why that is, lady. For all you ladies out there listening to this show now or after the fact, I'm going to put y'all up on game.
And then I'm going to give y'all some more.
See, we have this little thing called a dick. When this thing called a dick comes, a goddamn extra gene. It's called a pride gene. You understand what I'm saying? Same way y'all got that split between y'all legs that make y'all cry in movies that we don't do. Same thing that makes y'all bleed once a month we don't do. We are not the same as y'all. We are not the same creatures. We are two totally different sexes. With that being said, the difference between us being able to accept you cheating as opposed to you accepting us cheating is the pride gene in us won't let us overcome the fact that another man was able to, A, pull you away, you feel me, and B, that you actually just smashed him like that. You feel what I'm saying? The pride in us, our pride gene, that gene is all up and we all know that men are more prideful than women, just like we know women are more emotional than men. It is what it is. It's how we made DNA makeup of us. You feel me? That's why we can't let it ride as easy as y'all. Y'all don't have as much pride as us. You feel me? Y'all just simply are not built that way. All right?
I can let it ride.
That's the major difference.
I can let it ride.
Yeah. No, I can't let it ride as easy as a woman. I can't say. Because I've taken some women through some shit that I know I wouldn't have went through with. You feel me?
You know what?
How many niggas you know?
Hold on.
Pregnant by another nigga and they stay with them.
Hold on. And I absolutely give you that. But
right.
It's niggas out here that know for a fact that they ain't a motherfucking baby and that motherfucking woman got pregnant and they motherfucking still there.
Right.
It's some niggas out here like that, so I'm, you know, we can't, you know,
it's exclude them. Every rule, but I'm talking about on the grand scheme of things and the whole numbers. More often than not, if a man find out his goddamn girl cheating on him, he not gonna be able to goddamn stay with her, as opposed to women being able to eat it. You feel me? Like I said, you can go get another broad pregnant, and a woman can stay with you, but if your girl come home pregnant, and you know, say you done got a vasectomy, or say your ass is goddamn out of town.
You know why?
That shit had to go down, so it don't even match up. Ain't no way the baby can be yours.
But it's like that because majority of the time, the kids are always with the, you know what I'm saying, with the women. And you
right.
know if you stay with your old lady, she come
right.
home pregnant.
Right.
Nigga, that's a slap in your face.
Right.
Every day you're going to have to deal with that baby knowing that.
Well, if you're a real nigga and you take care of your kids, every time you go pick up your child or your baby, your woman got to be reminded of what the fuck you did. So
yeah.
That's really can't, even though it may be every day with you, but if you're any kind of man, you feel me? And you do spend time with your kids and you get your kids and shit every time you pick your kid up. That's another reminder that you cheated on her.
Yeah.
But for some reason, women can accept it easier. A woman will goddamn accept their outside child and start loving the child. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? Even though you don't eat, because they'll be like, man, it ain't baby's fault and blah, blah, blah. But niggas is not like that. We're not built like that. The pride gene that we contain that women don't have will not allow us more often than not to accept that shit.
I'm just telling you like this.
You're not going to do it most of the time.
Hey, you're right. I learned kind of early on, so, you know, my view a little different, you know what I'm saying, than any other thing. I'm not saying that I'm condoling and, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucking bitch just going to be with me cheating on me and doing all that. I ain't saying that, but I am, you know what I'm saying, I am a forgiving nigga, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I know, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, what I'm doing.
See, that's another part. That's another point, D.
I'm just saying in my life. I know what I'm doing in my life, so, you know. I just think, you know, me personally, I think everybody at least deserves a second chance. That's just me.
One second chance, yeah.
Unless
she come up pregnant. You know what I'm saying? You see,
you can
give a cheating female, and you can let it go under a lot of circumstances, but if she get pregnant by another nigga while y'all together, I say 9 out of 10 times the average nigga is not finna stay with her. Vice versa, that's like a 50-50 split.
But
half the time, the woman go ahead and stay with you. It's like that. It's man
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
It's the pride in us. We're going to do it.
But
we don't even want to goddamn come around our motherfucking homeboy. You understand what I'm saying? Our homeboys know this broad and got pregnant by another nigga. We can't even take that goddamn the look that our niggas giving us. That pride in us. I hope we, even though you really shouldn't worry about what the fuck another motherfucker
man,
got
we
to say about your
about
house. But real talk, though.
We're going to talk about your behind. Matter of fact, nigga.
Real talk, though.
We're going to tell you in your face over here at Chainless, man.
I mean, come on. It is what it is. Cheaters.
Hey, I'm just saying it like this. This is what it is with me, man. And I know I'm saying this on maybe 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of these episodes, man. You know, at least 5 of them. Niggas. I'm just going to put y'all up on game. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. First off. If you dealing with somebody else baby mama, maybe she only got one child. If you dealing with somebody else baby mama, and that's your girl, this is just what I want to get niggas to understand. You not the first nigga that fucked her. Your dick was not the first dick that she sucked. And everything that she doing to you you are not the first nigga that got it done to you. You know what I'm saying? She done it to somebody else first. So by knowing that, it should be a lot easier on your heart. Instead of you sitting there crying your eyes out somewhere, you know what I'm saying, in a corner, you know what I'm saying, messed up or depressed because you can't believe the chick that you with don't went. You don't know what she did, but you just thinking of all the stuff she did to you that she did to him. That might be the case. It might not be the case. But in actuality, if you really just think about it, know it and understand it, she had to learn from somewhere. So that eased my heart, partner. I give it to you, baby. Do what you do.
Yeah. I'm leaving that hoe.
But I'm not saying that you gotta stay with her. I know plenty of cats that will stay with her. I ain't saying that I'm gonna stay with her. Right. I'm still gonna fuck on her.
Right.
How about that?
Right.
If I tell you one thing, man, if she wanna let her legs get a divorce, man, I'm still gonna fuck on her. I mean, this is what, man.
Alright, so like I said, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call in to the show.
Man, we in the building.
You understand what I'm saying? If you're on the line, hit the number one if you want to give up your opinion to what we're talking about today. You feel me? Now, the question is, have you ever... Well, we got a couple, multiple questions for the show tonight.
Yeah,
but the number one question is, I'm going to make sure I get all the questions. I want to make sure every caller get asked all the questions. You feel what I'm saying? Have you ever cheated or been cheated on? That's the first one. Have you ever cheated? Yes, no. Have you ever been cheated on? Yes, no. If you did cheat, why did you do it? Listen, man, I'm going to tell you, see, this is what we got to do when we have a Cheaters Anonymous, because I got to separate the people who cheated, even though y'all all are cheaters, and we all cheaters, you feel what I'm saying? Just like with alcoholics, some people drunk because they, like, got depression issues, they may have went through a life-changing event, and they just, you know what I'm saying, and some people drink because they just fucking party animals, and they always out and socialize, so they drink, and then they just can't control it, you feel what I'm saying, it's various reasons why people become alcoholics, why people become drug abusers, but yet still they all the same, so they all need to go to rehab. Now, we understand that there's different reasons why everybody cheat, and I'm trying to dissect, we talking people, it's round table, just act like you're sitting in a room, and we all sitting in a circle, and I'm the group counselor. I want you to talk about your problem. What made you cheat? Why did you do it? Everybody got their own reason.
Yes, this is...
Now, some of y'all are just hoes.
Hey, yes, this is such and such, and I'm calling K100 to let you know that I am a cheater, and I need your help.
All right.
Now, I love to hear that.
If you're just a hoe, and you just go cheat for the sake of being a motherfucking hoe.
No, don't do that. They cheat.
Listen, cheaters are cheaters, but I'm trying to tell you it's different reasons why people cheat. Some people cheat because they just flat out simply hoes. There's nothing you can do about it. Some of them, there's no help for them. I can't. But some of y'all are cheating for various other little bullshit reasons, and I'm here to talk about that. Maybe you won't make the same mistake again. You know what I'm saying? All you people cheating because you got cheated on. No, listen, man. You're not helping yourself. That revenge that you think you're getting back, you're not damaging that. You may do a little damage to them, but you're actually damaging yourself most. Because if you really wasn't that kind of motherfucker in the first place, and you only did it, if you really never really cheated before, and you only cheated because they cheated, then you lowering yourself. You dropping your standards down to get on their motherfucking level. You understand what I'm saying? And if that ain't really the kind of motherfucking person that you are, but you did it to get some get back. You didn't check yourself. You may hurt them. You may get back at them. But who ultimately are you really hurting? You putting yourself into a category of person that you never really wanted to be in, that you used to criticize openly because of the actions of another. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to tell you right now on the show tonight, if you did that, check yourself.
Hey, this is all I got to say, man. You know,
not a good
thing. This ain't all I have to say, but... Right. While we on the subject of cheating, if you gon' cheat, people, fellas, females, if you gon' cheat, this is the way you should cheat.
I see now. Wait, this is like having Alcoholics Anonymous and then having a bottle of Hennessy.
Right, hold on.
Show them how to fix the fucking shot.
Hold on, man. We can't help them cheat. This is Cheaters Anonymous.
We here to help people.
Okay, but this crossed the board. Even if you ain't cheating, man, wrap that dick up, partner. That's all I want to say. You know what I'm saying? Wrap your dick up. Ladies, take yourself seriously.
You're right about that.
No, I'm saying, I don't even want to sit here and engage and talk about and go all into this if we not going to put that first, because It's like at the end.
But even if you ain't cheating, I guess they say you should wrap up.
Yeah, because you never know. You really never know. So that's just that extra precaution. But you know, it's some niggas out here, man. They still gonna hot dog that thing, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you've been with somebody for a minute,
right,
you still gonna hot dog. But hey, at the end of the day, whatever you doing, if you any kind of sex act that you doing, man, female, man, y'all just wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of your relationship, you can probably get away with cheating, nigga, but you brought your girl or something back. Nigga, wrap that dick up, man.
Or the baby.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nigga, if you call up here somebody to call the bus, my nigga, you gonna... Hey, oh, we ain't gonna believe all that.
Hey, man, that shit happens. I'm just saying.
It do happen, but...
I'm just saying. Hey, man,
go ahead and spend that $1.50 on them Madden, man, and stop trying to spend that 50 cent on them lifestyle of things you're gonna run through, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so like I said, we're gonna ask all the people, you understand? Have you ever cheated? Have you ever been cheated on? If you did cheat, why did you do it? You understand what I'm saying? Now, let me be honest. Let me go ahead and say before everybody, I got a couple people raising their hand before I start opening up the lines. I know there is never technically a good reason to cheat because some motherfucker go get on the fucking line and say, oh, you cheat. You should have just left me. Why you ain't just leave him? You could have just left. I know that's the option. Damn it. I don't want to hear that shit. It's not what we here to talk about. We know we could have just left, but motherfucker, we didn't. And
okay,
there's a lot of reasons why you can't just leave.
Okay.
Sometimes you got too much motherfucking money tied up in this shit. Sometimes it's about the motherfucking kids. Sometimes it's about a whole bunch of other race things, goddammit, that just you can't just walk away from some shit after 10 years, 15 years. You understand what I'm saying? So you just go do some crazy shit.
But, hey.
All right? It ain't so easy. All right, everybody's going to call up here talking about you could just leave. You ain't got to shut the fuck up.
Hey.
The real world. I don't want to hear that shit today.
But you know, I don't want to hear it. But you know what they really missing, though?
What?
What y'all really missing is, before, look, don't even put yourself in that situation to cheat. That's number one.
What are you talking about?
Don't even put yourself in that situation to cheat.
What the fuck is a situation to cheat? What is that?
Hold on.
Okay.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. If you know that you got an old lady, you know what I'm saying, you got a dude, you go out with somebody. Okay, going out is one thing, because you're going to go back home or whatever.
Right.
But, nigga, don't put yourself in that situation that you be like, oh, she invites you over to her house, and you go over there. Nigga, you know 9 times out of 10, you might try her, she might try you. You just really putting yourself in that situation.
Yeah, but, I mean, listen. This is what I'm... Listen, people.
Damn it. Hey, look.
Even if you go over to that motherfucker house, and you don't fuck them, you still fucking cheated.
Yeah, that's
what I'm trying to get everybody to understand.
Look,
this is why women, feel like they necessarily don't cheat.
That's why I
men.
Say. That's
yes
why
the fuck you motherfuckers do.
That's why I say don't put yourself in that situation.
Right. Because
that's
if you put yourself
in
that situation, you're going to cheat.
No, I say that because when you put yourself in that situation, you cheating off the muscle.
Right.
That was my point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm just like, don't even do it, period, because once you do it, you know what I'm saying? It's going to manifest. It's going to go all the way.
Exactly.
One time, Big Swole in the building, man.
What a good man.
But that nigga, hey.
I don't think you need to say any fucking thing.
I'm not. You know
please.
I'm not.
I don't want you. I don't want your old lady coming over here.
Hey, man, the three-headed. Hey. Hey, man. Hey, the three-headed dragon.
I don't know problems at the show.
Hey, man, the three-headed dragon in the building, man. Y'all nigga know it's a problem. When all three of us together, nigga, try it if you want to, nigga. All
right. Well, we can't do shit if you don't let it come over. I can't do shit, but it's just got to go down. What can I do?
Why y'all put my business in the motherfucker?
I ain't putting your business in the street. I'm just saying, I don't want you to say anything. I don't want you to offer an opinion. I don't want anything to be misconstrued. Nothing. Just sit over there and smoke the blunt. That's it.
That one topic that you got to worry about me saying. Hey, that motherfucker read the text and got mad.
That nigga said his wife read the text about the show and got mad.
Yo,
get it, man.
Hey. Yo, Ross, we love you, baby. Did you take the keys to the truck? Well, we good then.
Damn it, man. All right, so listen, that's what we're talking about on the show. So have you ever cheated? If you did cheat, you understand what I'm saying? We're going to go to the line. See, be nice. We're coming to you right now. Why did you cheat if you did do it? You understand what I'm saying? Please don't call up here saying you should have just broke up first. We already know. We don't want to hear that shit. You understand? There's a couple more questions before I open up the line. All right? Those being, who cheats more, men or women? And like I said, most of y'all going to get that fucking question wrong because the question is not who gets caught the most. The question is who cheat the most.
Okay, look, before we even go down to
right.
I want to put this out here too, and y'all already know this. You know what I'm saying? This is a really disclosure. If you with somebody, you don't start up a new relationship, and you still trying to deal with your ex and hang around your ex and let your ex take you somewhere, you motherfucking cheat. You cheating.
Anything, once again, anything that you do with a person of the opposite sex that you wouldn't do with your significant other sitting right motherfucking there is considered and deemed cheating. I don't care if you let him put his dick in you, baby. If you went out to eat this nigga,
he put his dick in you, baby.
It's cheating. If you went out to eat with this nigga and you didn't tell your motherfucking boyfriend, your boyfriend thank you over Sharon's house, and you out with this motherfucking nigga at the movie, bitch, I'm telling you right fucking now, you call this goddamn show, I'm lambasting your motherfucking asses. You a cheater. You cheating motherfucker, you.
Hey.
You cheated.
Ladies, I don't want to hear.
You didn't go all the way. You didn't. It's cheating. It's goddamn really fucking
ain't no half. Ain't no halfway. Ain't no halfway.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm talking about? You know, you got like coming back pregnant from another nigga cheating.
Nah,
you still
nah.
got going out on a date cheating. But cheating is cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cheating is cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look. Ain't no. He just my friend.
Nope.
If your nigga ain't met him, he ain't your motherfucking friend. You know what I'm saying? It ain't. If you texting a motherfucker and you get caught, oh, I just did this because this entertainment, bitch, is not motherfucking entertainment. You're cheating.
Why? If it's a problem with me reading the text or getting the text or you trying to, you know, conceal the text or the communication, the line of communication between you and that person, it's the reason why. You ain't gave him the pussy yet, but you might. That's why you ain't told nobody about it. That's why you ain't can't talk to your man about it.
Man, real niggas in the building, man. We up in here, man. Please.
Y'all
please.
Fucking... Damn it. Okay.
Real niggas in the motherfucking building, man.
And once again, the last question is, can you forgive somebody who's cheating on you? Should you forgive someone who's cheating on you? If you and somebody been together 10, 15 years, they only cheated on you once, maybe twice, is that worth ending that much of a relationship? If they never done anything outside of that wrong, they never beat you, you ain't never wanted for nothing, they treat you right and everything, but you know, they just kind of strayed a little bit.
Oh, hey, you know what? I'm glad you said that, because... It's a clause in there that we miss.
What's that?
What if? I'm just saying, because it's going to be a lot of motherfucking niggas. No. It's going to be a lot of women saying, we broke up for 2 weeks, and we got back together.
Uh-huh.
Is that cheating?
No.
It's not cheating?
No.
If we
communicated that we broke up,
but y'all still around each other, kicking it like,
yeah,
you
but
know
we
what
are, but I'm just saying, because you already know.
A day.
You can broke up for 1 day. For them 2 weeks.
You broke up for 1 day, you go get some pussy, you cheated.
I'm just saying.
Open up lines, nigga, let's get it.
I'm just saying.
One day,
man, that ain't even really breaking the fuck up.
Well, shit, if you had a major altercation and y'all just decided, you know, not to talk for 2 or 3 days and you got some pussy, is that cheating?
What if that happens and then you go out and get pregnant from another motherfucker and then you get back? Would you take her back?
Would I take her back?
Yeah.
Open up lines. Open up lines, nigga.
Be nice. You on deck first. Yo, be nice. I can't hear. Is there a reason why I can't hear shit? No. I guess she don't even know she was on the line. Let me try opening it back up again. Be nice. Nope, she's not saying anything. I thought, well, she's on the line, but she hit the number one. Okay, we'll go to the next 347-934-0966. Make sure you hit the number one if you're on the line. I got like 10 people on the fucking line.
Nigga, we in the building, nigga. Hey, look here. This
sure
something everybody can talk about, man. So look, even if it ain't you, man, just call up here with a situation. You ain't even got to state your name. Just put it out there, man, because I'm quite sure we all done been through something.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Similar.
Listen, man. If you still in a relationship, please. Okay, I can understand y'all listening. If you still in a relationship, because we don't want y'all to goddamn, we don't want to break up no happy homes and shit now. It ain't about that. So if you are still in a relationship, feel free to just sit back and listen tonight. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because this shit will get you in trouble.
This particular show can get you fucked up. That's a disclaimer. We warning everybody. This particular show can get you fucked up. You know your significant other knows about this show and listens. Be careful with what the fuck you're going to say. You understand what I'm saying? All right? Okay, I see. 347-934-0966. We got a lot of people on the line, but nobody talking.
We're in the building.
But nobody talking. I knew this would happen on this particular show, though.
So get it.
I knew it, because nobody wants to admit to being a cheater. But Key, Key is on the line. Key, are you a cheater? Have you ever been a cheater, Key?
I have cheated. I don't consider myself a cheater, though.
Yeah, you cheated.
I'm not a habitual type. My situation was a little different.
I understand what you're saying. But the fact is, you did in fact cheat.
I have cheated.
Yeah, you made you know. Let's not beat around the bush, people. Okay, let's say what we are. This is.
That's what I said. I said I have cheated.
Yeah, I understand. I have sinned.
And I ain't gonna let you off the hook talking about your goddamn situation different, because your situation always goddamn different. But tonight, nigga, you are on the same page as everybody else.
Yes, we all in the group. This is a group therapy session.
That's why. So obviously, you took into consideration that there are different situations that make people cheat.
And that's exactly the next question that we got for you. First of all, was it revenge? Did you cheat because
I have never cheated out of revenge. That's stupid. I don't do that.
Well, it is, but you know a lot of people do that, right?
A lot of people do it, but that's
especially people of your gender. You know that, right?
I mean,
you know that,
I guess so. I'm sure they do. I only have a few close females in my circle, so, you know, I haven't known them to just be like, well, one of them did. She cheated out of revenge, but, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Ladies, key. Everybody has heard this saying, the infamous get dick free card. You know what that is, key? Ladies, do y'all know?
Yeah, that's why I won't do it, because you're not finna get no free pussy from, because I'm mad at somebody else. That's just retarded.
Well, I'm glad that you feel that way. Unfortunately, I had to create this show because about 80% of y'all don't feel that way. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Now, on to the next question. But you said it wasn't revenge. You can or you cannot. Everybody, you can or cannot answer this particular one. I just go on if you don't want to. Why did you do it?
Well, I was in the process of getting my divorce, and my ex, you know, he knew that I wouldn't go too much straight as long as we were still technically married. So he was kind of hanging that over my head and, you know, procrastinating about signing the papers or whatever, because he, like I said, he know the type of person I am. So he kind of was trying to take advantage of that. So I got to a point where I was like, you know what, if that's how you're going to do it, just forget it. So we weren't technically divorced, but we weren't together. We weren't living together. Well, maybe for a short period of time, but, you know, we were separated. Yeah, we were still technically married, though.
Now, see, this is what people have said before. My line's blowing, filling up now. I was listening online. Oh, okay. See, P said, now, this comes to what P said. You be pushed to cheat.
Yeah, yeah.
Forced. That's one of them situations where I will retract my disclaimer that I said that nobody can make you do anything unless they got a gun to your head. In a situation like that right there, when you trying to do the right thing, you trying to break up, and this motherfucker got there playing games just because he want to goddamn take you down through there, fuck that. That's not necessarily cheating. You feel me? If y'all done broke up, whatever, this nigga goddamn bullshitting around, don't want to sign the papers, she bullshitting around, taking you, going back and forth to court,
and you know that's the only way out,
the only reason why they doing it.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? If you go ahead and say, fuck this, man, this shit been 9 motherfucking months, nigga, you ain't signed these motherfucking papers yet. You understand what I'm saying? Go ahead and get your mash on. I'll go ahead and give you a pass. That's not really cheating. That's goddamn. We ain't got time to play the grown folks. All right. You understand what I'm saying?
Y'all already know.
Now, when I'm single, my whole theory is I leave.
Right.
Well, I mean, single meaning, like, if you're in a committed relationship, I feel like if it's gotten to the point where you feel like you have to cheat on that person, it's time to go. That's just me. That's just what I do, because I would want somebody to do me that courtesy. Just don't be with me before you cheat on me.
Right. Okay.
Y'all ladies ask that, but us niggas not giving that.
I'm just saying.
Well, for the other question, I haven't caught anybody that I was in a committed relationship cheating on me. I have, you know, so.
Okay.
So
you never
can't say what I would do.
Right. You ain't scarred then. Because a lot of these women out here are scarred, man. I mean, sisters. I know some of them took them down through there, but some of these women are scarred, and they are letting a past.
And some on,
they let it change them as a person.
But you know what?
This is what a man did to them in the past.
But this
changed
what I feel
off to their damn life persona.
Yeah.
And they life. You feel
but
what I'm
saying? But this is what I feel, though.
That shit really fuck a relationship up.
Yeah, but look, this is what
they
I feel.
Really have one.
Right.
If
If it's like that,
right,
and a woman been hurt that bad,
uh-huh,
then she, I, my personally, in my spirit, her self esteem is just kind of low, nigga. Self esteem is all is. It was never as high as she already, you know what I'm saying, admitted. If she let something like that go and get to her like that,
uh-huh,
self esteem low.
Yeah, see, that's my thing too. I don't understand.
That's self esteem low.
You being hurt for a minute, I can understand that because you know the initial shock of it or whatever. But I don't see why people let that dictate their future relationships, because you'll mess around and mess up something that's good based on something that wasn't obviously for you anyway. So why are you going to mess up something good over that? I can't come from that because I don't know if there's anything else.
Well, I know, but the revenge, if you get a free card, the revenge factor plays in for, I personally know, talk to people, a lot of people, and I've heard that. Because that nigga cheated on, that nigga cheated on me,
why
so, you know, blah, blah. And, you know, baby, if you never was like that before, why would you let that man turn you into that? You might well leave him, like people said. Even though I already said that, I really don't want people calling up here keep pressing the point about you could just leave. I mean, it ain't always that simple sometimes. You feel me? Just like your situation, it's a lot of different sometimes.
Yeah,
it just ain't that
for
easy.
Real.
It just ain't that easy to just leave. So you can, I guess you can kind of be forced to, but I got to hear your goddamn story. Because a lot of times, I'm on that shit like, man, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? You can't nobody make you do shit, but you know, it's different scenarios. All right, we got a couple more people. We coming down to the everybody else. We got like five people in line. We coming.
Hey, stay on the line because I got a question I want to ask you. You the most stand up female that call in all the time. So when I find out how I really want to word it to you, I'm getting back at you.
All right, King, we're going to the next one. We're going down the line. I see we got Shay, then we got Keisha F, and then we got LL in that order. Shay, you was first.
What's up?
What's going on, Shay? What's poppin'?
What's happening?
Not much. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing all right. What's happening?
Hey.
What's happening?
We having our sex AA meetings over here, so we glad
Cheetah's anonymous.
Yeah, our Cheetah's anonymous.
A lot of y'all need to hear this stuff, though.
Hey, we glad you can join us and
thank you for having me.
Yes, and tell us the reason why you're here tonight.
Well, first of all, big question is, have you ever cheated? Have you ever cheated?
I have whenever I was younger. I was, like, much younger, though.
Uh-huh. So, have you ever been cheated on?
I have. Not, like, in a sexual way, but, yeah, I caught one of my boyfriends, like, I think he was emotionally cheating. I'll put it like that. But to me, it was, like, the same thing.
What do you mean emotionally cheating? Like, did he go out with her or something?
Yeah,
or what,
he had been, like, spending time with somebody, like, having, you know, extra conversations, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he confessed to it because, you know, I asked him. I mean,
right.
Point blank.
Right. Well, if those conversations that he was having with that other person was a person of the opposite sex and he wouldn't have that conversation with you sitting right there on the couch,
shit,
next to
him,
because, like, you know, one time, like, she called or whatever and he, like, had to, like, her get off the phone. Okay, well,
right.
If y'all just friends, well, you can keep talking. You know what I'm
right.
saying? I'm not going to be sitting right there and listening to your phone
right,
conversation
right,
or whatever.
Right, that's cheating. Ladies! That's cheating, ladies. If y'all do that, fellas, if y'all do that, y'all cheating, right? Even though y'all actually haven't really gotten the full smash on, it's still a form of cheating. You understand what I'm saying? Let's just say cheating is cheating tonight. For tonight's show, you cheating. You're cheating. All right, now listen, Shay. When you cheated, why did you do it? I know it was a long time ago, so we can get to the rest of the callers. Why did you cheat?
Well, I was, like I said, much younger and just immature and just being greedy and immature, really. I mean, now that I'm older, it's like, you know, Why do that? I mean, if I really wasn't ready for a relationship, so it's like I shouldn't
right.
even been trying because I was like one person and another person at the same time. So right
that's
now it's like, you know, I'm not even trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why
right,
cheat?
Right,
you
right,
just
right.
like do your thing.
Right, that's the number one reason. Before I go to everybody else, even though you may come up with a lot of reasons, I think more times than not, that's the number one key reason. You understand what I'm saying? You weren't ready for a relationship
mm-hmm.
in the first place, so you just goddamn, you just ain't ready to just fuck one person or just be with one person. And so you really shouldn't even really be in a relationship. And more times than not, you're that person that you just do it for whatever reasons, and then you become a cheater. You
but,
get labeled a cheater
why?
When
but
you're
I'm,
doing
I'm
something
saying.
You weren't ready for in the first place. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, why? I'm
yeah.
sorry.
I don't know why people do that.
But it was a nice idea of, like, you know, the whole, at that time, it was like, you know, it was a nice idea of being in a relationship, you know, the whole little boyfriend thing or whatever, but that wasn't the only person I wanted. So
right.
it's like, okay, well, if that's not the only person you want, then you can't
stay
be in
single.
A relationship with two people.
Stay single if that's not the only one you want. Stay
exactly.
single. It's okay. It's not the end of the fucking world.
Control your lust.
Stay single. Stay single, nigga. What you mean, control your lust?
Control your lust. What do you mean?
But granted, when, even though I do consider it cheating, I was
unless
how
the fuck you want. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay, Shay. So before we go to the next caller, you understand what I'm saying? If you if somebody cheats on you, you think they deserve forgiveness? Or is that just
it depends on the situation.
Huh?
It depends on the situation. It depends on the situation. With
what
that particular
mean?
Situation, you know, emotionally cheating and the way it went about, it was like, okay, either we're going to be together or we're not. And if you're like, I mean, if it's a physical thing, sometimes there's breakdowns in the relationship. And, you know, being a man, you know, they're going to go get their needs or whatever. You know what I'm saying? For different reasons. I think when women cheat, it's more like an emotional connection. So to me, because it was like he felt like he needed to have an emotional connection with somebody, I felt like that was the end of the relationship.
Man, listen.
I mean, if it had been physical, I think I probably would have dealt with that a little bit differently.
I understand what you're saying, but you just said something that really perturbed me.
What's
you
that?
Said that some women, you said women mostly cheat for emotions and not physical, and men is mostly with the physical. Yeah, I'm noticing.
What?
I'm noticing a lot of women out here, it's like really physical. You know
what
I'm saying?
I didn't say but I'm just saying like, you know,
I'm noticing more
from like, you know, my circle from what I've seen, I guess I should say that.
Yeah, lately I've met people who was like a really physical thing. It was like, you know what I'm saying, they really ain't trying to like leave, or they you know what I'm saying, they just kind of want to they on some men. It's like this whole new wave of women thinking they can do what we do has altered the way a lot of women think. So now I'm starting to meet more women who just fucking niggas, because you know what I'm saying, shit, I like different dicks, like different pussies. I'm running into a lot
that
of
could
them
be too.
Yeah, more than what? More than maybe it's an age thing. Like I don't know. It's
I
like
think
more,
so because
not,
like
not
I said,
back
then when I was kidding, I was like a lot younger. So you
right,
know,
right,
yeah, my
right.
mentality then versus my mentality now, you know, isn't the same.
Right, right. Like I'm saying now, that's just me. That's just me personally. I know a lot of y'all ladies are gonna say it'd be mostly emotional and all that right there. You feel what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm just noticing a lot more of that right there. So you say if it's emotional, then you're not going to forgive him. You're going to move on. I mean.
Yeah, because, I mean, to me, it's like once you have an emotional breakdown in your relationship, I mean, that means that's, like, a little bit deeper than just, like, something physical. Like, he get mad at you and whatever. Okay, well, you don't want to fuck, I'm going to go fuck something else. Okay, she could have been any other thing. But if you have, like, an attachment, this is somebody that, you know, you're seeing, like, regularly, talking to regularly, that's a little bit deeper than just somebody you're just hitting and quitting it.
So, okay.
To me, that's the way I see it. So
you were, but
like,
I mean, but
at that point.
Yeah, I guess if you can find that out, which one it is, I guess if you know what I'm saying, you don't find out they got a whole nother life and they done been on trips with this person and all kind of shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They just love this motherfucker like that. Unless they just like super rich and they just got a straight up mission on the side and they just ball with. But the average person, if they doing all that with them, then yeah, I guess I can feel your point because they love that motherfucker.
Now, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like,
you
can't help who you like or who you're attracted to or whatever. So in that respect, okay, it's time for it to be over.
Right. You hear what I just said? You feel what I'm saying? I feel what you're saying because if this other person is in love with that person,
yeah,
I think that you're going to be like, shit, it's a possibility. They're going to always go back to that. You feel what I'm saying? Whereas if it was just a physical thing, they just did it for some old crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, but for me, I'm not even going to give them the option. It's just like, you know, I'm just going to decide for you.
What?
I'm not going to give you that option. I mean, if it's only somebody's
right.
like emotionally cheating, I mean, to me, you chose. When you
right.
started doing it, that was your choice. But, you know, as soon as I know about it, now, I'm not going to just hearsay. As soon as I know about it, it's over. That's it.
Hey, really, in cheating, man, you know, cheating is when people really get caught up. But if you start it and end it like you started, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just when you break that rule, when you go from once a week to
three times a week.
You know what I'm saying? When you go to,
you know,
when you go to, you just come by for an hour, two, or three.
To spending the night.
To spending the night. And,
yeah.
and you know, it goes from, I'm going to get up and go to work, and you're going to be here when I, nah. See, you know what I'm saying? You're breaking all the rules.
Yeah, you took it to another level. And you can't be forgiven for that one, I guess. Cause
you know what I'm saying?
You love that. Bitch, you love that.
That's one thing, you know, but yeah.
I'm like, bitch, you love that dick.
You know, I tell them, quick, baby, don't talk to me like that because I know you don't mean it. It ain't that serious.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't even say that. Don't, that's not.
You know, because I know when it's going to that point.
Yeah.
Where they just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? They want to start acquiring more of your time and more of your time. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you get caught up. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
For real. But
they start sucking your dick a little more.
Well, they're going to have to do it off the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or she should have been doing that from the beginning.
Yeah, I'm right.
Why am I cheating with this bitch if she ain't doing that off the top?
What are you here for, bitch?
What are you here for?
She's doing it off the top.
She's supposed to slow down. It's supposed to get better.
You know what I'm saying? She's doing it off the top, but it's just getting like to the point where she's just like, nigga, 3-4 times a day, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
That's why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, let me tell you something about me. And I'm going to Keisha F. next.
Ladies, hey, man.
Here we come to Keisha. But let me tell you real quick.
Blizzard always give y'all some game, man. Ladies, y'all, hey.
Let me
put your heels off. Put your heels on in your short dress. You know what I'm talking about? Get your toes on and all that, man. We going out on the time, man. We want to see what y'all motherfuckers going to do tonight. Yeah, shut up,
man. That's what I'm saying, man. What I'm saying about that right there is, the way I am, I'm not going to even have a relationship with a woman who ain't all in with me like that right there anyway. You feel what I'm saying? So there is no fucking way, and you can almost pretty much bet your bottom dollar, you understand what I'm saying? That if I'm in a relationship with somebody and I'm cheating, that motherfucker I'm cheating with is a motherfucking stone cold freak. Because I'm not going to have an old lady that ain't a stone cold freak that get it in 3-4 times a motherfucking week. And I damn sure ain't finna risk a relationship and cheat with a bitch. You don't even goddamn do me as good as her.
That's what I'm trying
kill
to
kill my motherfucking self and kill you motherfucking niggas that do that.
So ladies.
I'm not cheating with a motherfucker who won't get it in.
So, ladies, when the Red Cross come in town for them.
Wake up. Why am I cheating?
Look. So, hey, look. Ladies, when the Red Cross come in town.
Look,
when the Red Cross come in town for you ladies for them 3 days or them 7 days. Just suck.
You got two of the halls, bitch.
Yeah.
We've already been through this shit. We've been through it time and time again.
See, that's what I'm saying, man.
Okay.
Hey, see, that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do to save your relationship.
Hey. I love saying this. It's 28 and up over here. You know what I'm saying? Not 25. It's 28 and up over here.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Shay, stay on the line.
Okay.
That's just a little tidbit of information for everybody, for all y'all women. You know what I'm saying? Because we do cheating. You know what I'm saying? But if I, goddamn it now, if I'm going to cheat, hell, I'm going to cheat with somebody that's subpar.
Do what Trey Songz say.
What they do?
Let me hear you say, yeah.
Why the fuck am I cheating with her?
Yeah.
I don't want to get off the subject. Let me go to Keisha L, because y'all are taking me off the subject, but I'm just saying.
Now, you're going
to
take yourself off the
subject. I'm just saying. She said some shit that was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Who does that?
Why am I cheating with this bitch? What is she here for? What purpose is she serving? Okay, Keisha L.
Please say the baby.
Hey, y'all.
What's going on?
What's up? You sound better.
Oh, shut up. I was fine yesterday.
Okay.
Push up, shout in the
middle of my y'all. I'm funky behind.
All right. Okay, so, Keisha, let's start off asking you the questions. We're going to ask everybody the questions. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you're on the line. Have you ever cheated?
No.
Never cheated. Never.
No, never.
No, we talk about boyfriends too, not just husbands.
No. Mm-mm.
Never cheated.
Never.
Keisha, help me say the baby.
I mean, I guess I'm a giving applause. I have no evidence to support anything else.
I know.
I'm reluctant to do that. Hey, if you're reluctant to do that, just because I know people. Because I'm just saying, I know people. People lie about that. But
hey,
anyway.
If you could have seen my eyes, please say the baby.
Listen, Keisha. Have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That's why I don't cheat, because I don't like that.
Right. You got your man cheating, you know what I'm saying? So since you didn't ever cheat, we can ask you 3 of these questions, you know what I'm saying? But you did get caught. You did catch somebody else cheating on you. Okay. Now, who do you think cheat more, men or women?
Well, I already know what you're going to say. Women cheat more. But I honestly think that men do. I think women have those little side little things. I guess that's what we're going to call cheating tonight. So possibly women. I'll go ahead and say.
We're going to call it side thing. We're going to call it cheating.
We're going to call it. See, listen. We're going to let you call it what it is. Y'all can't be.
We're going to let you rename this tonight, baby.
Yeah.
It's cheating.
All right.
Keep it moving.
I think that women, I you know what, I don't think women or men, I don't think there is a more or less. My break on it, my take on it is, it's even across the board. It's just that men get caught more. But
yeah.
I think just as many women cheat as men. That's, I'm not saying one do it more than the other. That's my answer.
Men get caught more because they got them fucking more than one motherfucking female. They want to be like, oh, I'm going to go over here and bang her out.
Well,
and then I'm going to shoot over here, you know what I'm saying?
But if she just banging once, she cheating.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, Keisha. If somebody cheated on you, well, you said you've been through it. Did you forgive them? Could you forgive
them? I forgave the first time.
Damn, how many times was it? About five?
No, just twice.
Oh, okay.
Like way back when we were in high school, whatever. Well, not even high school. It was after high school. I was in college. My son's dad cheated, and I forgave him. We tried to work it out, but it just didn't work out. I couldn't get past the fact that he did it, and then he got the chick pregnant. So we were pregnant at the same time. That
ooh,
was-
yeah. Yeah.
After finding out that she was pregnant, I was like, nah, this is just not going to work. So,
right.
Yeah. But then when I was cheated on with my husband, it was more emotional. He never, or so he says, never.
What'd you say? I can't. You breaking up?
No. Before I started to step out, I just left.
Right. Okay.
That's
so you just.
Before I'm on something crazy, I'm gonna just go ahead and leave. That way, I'll have a clear conscience when I get mine.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. And I know you heard when I said a lot of people gonna call in today and say, look, all you gotta do is leave. You ain't gotta cheat. I understand all that, man. You know, but I'm just saying realistically. You know, a lot of people just, it ain't that simple. They just can't, they can't leave like that, man. It's just not that, you know, they're not in that position, so it's just not so easy. It may be a financial reason why she can't or he can't go anywhere because they don't have anywhere to go. They financially ain't got the money, but this person is emotionally treating them like shit every day, beating their ass every day, you know what I'm saying? But they ain't got nowhere else to go. Them and their two kids, they might be on the streets or they ain't got no family, and, you know, so then they creep out.
But you know
but,
what?
I mean,
I know why
you
women
saying
leave.
That, you saying that.
I know why women leave. I know why they leave.
What you mean?
Right, well, look here. That was me. That one that had a kid, didn't know where to go, ain't
right.
got no money, doing whatever. That was me. And I, you know what
I
did? I called up my sister and I went to her house. I slept in my niece's room until I was able to get my own place. That's
so,
what I did.
So, and that's my point. That's my point. Hey, Keisha.
No.
Hey, Keisha. That's my point. You can see. Earlier, Pete Red said you can push the cheat. I beg to differ because just like that situation you just did, you will find some kind of way to get. You can find some kind of way to get the hell on at some point.
But you gonna do what you gotta do. You gonna
wait,
live.
Hold on. But her situation. Just listen. She said she went to her sister's house.
Right.
They were in the same state, the same. She could get
right.
to her sister's house.
Right.
But what if you ain't got no family there and got them you there by your motherfucking self? You know what I'm saying? And your
that's
kids.
Why I left when I did because my cousin's military. So if he would have taken me someplace and I don't got nobody, you better believe I would have been on the first bus or walking somewhere.
Yeah.
As long as I got a car and a dream, I'm gone.
All right.
But some women don't have. But you know, some women don't have that. You know, I know why women do it anyway.
Right.
Women rather hurt for
right
now.
Right.
They rather hurt for that moment that they really feeling it. They like to get it all out so they won't hurt for a long time.
Right.
That's why women up and leave. You know what I'm saying? They rather just hurt for that 1 month or that however long they gonna hurt because they don't want to hurt that goddamn 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But they'll be like, I'm gonna hurt for 30 days. I'm gonna be all right. Fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you.
What woman do that, man? Come on, man. You know how many women you meet that got baggage from the last relationship carrying that shit around? They ain't just wipe that shit clean. That ain't how fucking women operate, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. They hold that shit and carry that shit with their motherfucking ass.
And you know what? I know plenty of women.
Next one.
Hey, look, I know plenty of women
saying, lady.
That drag that goddamn baggage along with them, but I'm like, bitch, them clothes fake. And they ain't no motherfucking good. Okay, you need to throw them away because fuck with me, bitch. You need a motherfucking new wardrobe. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
You need to leave that old shit where it's at.
We're going down the line.
No, man, ain't nobody wearing soccer mics no motherfucking more, no lottos, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know we ain't over here.
That nigga goddamn got shit on his 90s. Still,
you know what I'm saying? Bitch, what's wrong with you?
He's still mad.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Get you some motherfucking flavor, bitch. Get up over this bitch.
I'm going to. I'm going to. All right, Keisha.
Don't get me talking this
L.
Shit.
I'm going to go to LL. All right, stay on the line, Keisha.
All right.
All right. LL, the dear Veronica McNair, is up next. L, what's going on, baby? Hello? Oh, shit.
Yo,
your L.
Hold on.
Make you say your LL and do the what?
Hold on a second. It might be my. Try to get her back on the line. L.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. That was my bad. It's a little computer glitch.
Y'all got a serious topic going on tonight, don't you?
Yeah, it's real, man. This is shit is anonymous. You know how you go to the AA meetings and everybody sit down and they talk about their problems and their stories? That's what we're here for tonight. We're facilitating it. We're changing. You understand?
Yeah, I'm so glad you called.
Right.
You are.
I'm so glad you called.
Hey, L, you already know we got to ask you the obvious question.
Hey, hold on.
What?
Your dude, your dude not by you, is it? Your boo?
Huh?
Oh, he said it's your guy right there by you. The guy that was there with
no,
you.
No, he's not by me. I'm at work.
Okay.
Well, baby. Come on then. Kick him. I'll tell you what, baby. kick your motherfucking heels off and put your feet in the carpet. Let's go.
Listen. So
I know, right?
Have you ever cheated?
Oh, yeah. Blizzum. Yeah. Ask me that question. Okay. So,
Hey, L, look. Let me tell you something. When you, L, look. Let me tell you something when you come up to this show. The fucking inside jokes y'all be having. This shit's not for the airwaves. If you gonna
okay,
do it,
okay.
Hold on.
I'm explaining this one, so everybody else can get it too.
Hold on. Hey, if you gonna do an inside joke, you hear me, Nike? Let me in then. Shit, let's go.
Okay, everybody knows me and Blizzum go way, way back. So one particular night.
What are you talking about?
Way back. So one particular night over some drinks, he was visiting Panama City. We were having this a discussion similar to this. And
Wait a minute. She's talking about me.
Yeah,
she's
talking about you. This show
and
is
making.
Hey,
L. You hear me knocking? Let me in then.
Okay. The door is open. So. Blizzum straight up called me an habitual cheater. Now, I don't know if that is all the way true, but he has known me for a long time. So, yes, to answer that question, yes, I've cheated. Do I have my various reasons? Doesn't everybody have their various reasons for doing stuff that they shouldn't do? I mean, whether it was for the thrill, whether it was because somebody wasn't acting right, whether it was for revenge. It's whatever, you know what I'm saying? As you're growing, you do little crazy things like cheat, you know? As you get older, you realize that it is what it is. You might do this shit again. Let's just be real. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It happens. But, Reg, you said something earlier that kind of got to me. You said that if women let a guy cheating on them destroyed them or whatever, then they had low self-esteem to begin with. And I totally disagree with that. One.
I didn't say that.
P-Rad
said that.
Wait.
Hey, P-Rad said that. I didn't say that. Okay, go ahead.
I said P-Rad said that. I totally disagree with that because I've been cheated on, and my self-esteem and my confidence have always been high. But sometimes when you invest so much into something and you're starting a family and you're thinking everything is good, and then you find out that you're the only one in the town, you're the town fool because everybody else knows what's going on, but you think you know this other person, your significant other, in my case, my husband, so much that, you know, that's not only my husband, that's my best friend. And then you find out that this dude has got you being the town fool, it will have you question everything that you thought you knew about yourself.
First off, I got one question to ask you.
Well, that's kind of deep right there.
Yeah, I want to know, right. Did you have a sign and did you ignore the sign? Because there are signs.
Yes, there are signs. You're right. And yes, at this point, I can say that I ignored the signs. When you are trying to build, when you're trying to build a family, everything is not going to be honky-dory all day. It's not going to happen. There is no perfect relationship. So you take some signs and you take some signs and you say, I can work through this. And you try to work through it. At the end of the day, if you can't, you can't. But when you have decided that you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody and y'all have a child together and this is what y'all are working on supposedly as a team, I'm a team player. I don't want to see my team drown at all, at any cost. But what Keisha F said, now, the way I let it go, and I have to let it go, because for me, the one thing that can't be forgiven, and I think I'm a little lenient, I think I'm a lot lenient, because I don't expect, one, I'm not going to be with a guy for monogamy, because I'm setting myself up for failure. I want to be with somebody.
Say that again.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's be realistic. That's a good point. Now, go ahead.
I want to be with somebody that I can, that I've built a relationship with, and this is my best friend. I want to be with somebody where I wake up with my best friend, I go to sleep with my best friend, we can talk about anything, we can go through anything, we can make it work. But when you step outside that line and cheat, okay, we're friends. Friends do crazy shit to each other all the time. Maybe once or twice we can deal with it, but, you know, you can't go overboard with it. But where you cross the line is when you create a child, because, in essence, you've started another family, and that's not fair to me when we were supposed to be working on our family. And that's when I had to leave.
Right.
Well, I give you that. But also, I'm saying, it's just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't ignore the signs. If it's a sign and that bitch pop up, I gotta look at it. I'm sorry to say.
And, you know, but even after you go through, but you have to go through things in order to realize what the signs are. Like I said,
right.
In hindsight is always 20/20. You know what I'm saying? So now, no, I'm not gonna let you get me to the point where, you know, those same signs I'm overlooking. Nah, nigga, I done seen that shit before. Nope.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen. But when you're going through it for the first time, you know what I'm saying, you have to learn what signs to look for in order to know that they're red flags. You have to go through it to see what a red flag is.
So
you don't just come out knowing it.
So you're saying, okay, now I'm going to get ready to go to the next caller. I got three more people on with their hands up.
Okay.
So what you're saying is that you took offense to when P-Red said that you said that you didn't that you had a low self-esteem. And I give you that. You can still have a high self-esteem or whatever. But you
can break you down.
Yes, but you can. Even if you still got a high self-esteem, you feel me? Even if that may be true, women still all the time let it change them. It may not mean that they got a low self-esteem or whatever, but like you said, if you never was a cheater, but now on all your next relationships, you can't trust a nigga, and you might step outside, but you never was like that before until you got your heart broken, got cheated on. So now you on some goddamn niggas really ain't shit type stuff. And if now you might be trying to step out. I mean, that if you wasn't like that before, you let that change you. Now you ain't gotta have low self esteem, but you still let that, in fact, change who you really was.
You did, but listen, okay, I'm gonna say this right quick. When you learn what those red flags are, it's not so much that it changes who you are as a person. It makes you more cautious. It makes you question more things. And I think that's where a lot of guys go wrong when they say we have this baggage. Now, don't get me wrong. Some women do carry it around as baggage. But a majority of the women, they're just a lot more cautious. They're going to look at you a little bit closer because they have had their heart broken, and they're going to not let themselves fall when those red flags come up again. So it's not necessarily baggage. I know what can happen. I'm shielding my heart. I'm not trying to have my heart broken. So if I see that red flag about the raise, I'm going to stop you right there. Because maybe I'm trying to work on something with you, and maybe I want to go ahead and nip this in the butt now. It's not because – it is because it's happened to me before, and I want to let you know that I'm not going to stand for it this time. I like you enough to bring it up to you and see if we can work past this. So it's not necessarily baggage. It's you're more cautious. You're more aware of the bullshit.
But what I'm saying is – oh, listen, that's a point. But the problem that – and what Pete said earlier before – at the very beginning of the show, that's all fine and dandy, but I'm talking about – When the signs really ain't there, you think you see the signs of God. He's, you feel what I'm saying?
And you can, when you can
conjure up them signs and think that this is
you
a sign. What are you talking about?
You really can. You really can conjure them up. And when you do allow yourself to conjure them up, that's when you can possibly lose out on that good dude. But what happens is, and in defense of the ladies, what happens is when we feel ourselves falling so hard, and it's similar to the way we fell so hard from that dude who totally just shitted on us, we are going to be like, whoa. And
okay,
that's
look.
Just a natural defense mechanism. We're going to be like, whoa. Now, you don't need to go overboard with it, ladies. No, you don't need to go overboard with it. But when you feel yourself falling that hard, your mind is instantly going to remember, you know what? I felt this way before, and he did that. So I'm going to be a lot more cautious. No snooping and all that crazy stuff. It don't really need to go on. You can either trust or not, because those are really only your options. Ain't no need to drive yourself fucking crazy. But we all go through it. We all do it.
All right.
It happens.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Elle. Very informative. And
okay.
just to make clarification, you are, in fact, a cheater.
Not anymore. I'm not a cheater anymore.
That's because you're single. All right.
I went through the steps.
No, that's because you're single. All right.
Shut up. Bye.
Bye.
Yep. I want to say something while, you know what I'm saying, while she was
all right, go ahead, then we're going to Veronica McNair.
All I'm saying is, like, at the end of the day, like, you know, I feel like if you try not to be hurt or get hurt, you already slamming your chances. If you're not even all the way in, if you're trying to protect yourself from being hurt, it's like, to me, it's like, nigga, if you don't fell off a motherfucking bicycle before and you don't fell off that bitch again and again, you don't get back up and try. I just give a female the same motherfucking option that I'm going to give the female that I broke up with. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not going to hurt as much as it hurt as the first time. It's still going to hurt, but I still want you to get that 112% out of me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to give you that option to hurt me. Because, goddamn, once you do, it ain't no motherfucking coming back. It ain't no motherfucking negotiation. It ain't nothing. Bitch, kiss the pink part of my ass. I'm gonna fight this motherfucker. You hear me?
Right. But so you saying that? So what you essentially saying is when they don't, when they like El said, they guard their heart. They put the wall up. You know what I'm saying?
They're not fully all into the relationship. Yeah.
That could make that relationship end early.
Yeah.
Because guys like to feel like she all in.
Yeah. You feel me?
And then you like to feel like y'all all in, like,
and look, this is
very, very, very good point. We have unlocked another fucking chapter.
And look, this is
whole
they,
goddamn layers of relationship.
And this is what they do. They always say, well, the last guy did this, so I ain't gonna never, never, ever, ever
right.
go through this. Once you tell your mate that, you already turning him away like, oh, hell no, she ain't all the way in. If I, you know what I'm saying? You gotta let that person.
Or maybe they just guarding their heart.
She.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Hey, Drake, I better fire your heart.
I don't know.
Better fire your love, bitch. Get out of here.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to need you to say something, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to need you to say something.
Veronica McNair. Let's get it. Let me go on down the line. Go ahead. What's up, B?
Ms. B, what's happening, baby? What's happening?
Hey, man. What's up, P-Reg? Big Swole. Listen, what's going on, y'all?
We good. Thank you for calling the show. You understand what I'm saying?
No problem. Just, you know, been listening pretty much since about 8:30. Just
right.
kind of taking it all in.
So you know what the first question is, right? You know what the first question is, right?
Well, Ms. B, first off.
Have I ever cheated?
Yeah.
Hello, Ms.
That
B.
That means yes.
Hello.
The evil grin always means yes.
Hey,
no. Yeah.
Hey, Ms. B.
Yeah, what's up, babe? Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how these fellas gonna take this. All the fellas that listen, my nigga, these women give me some motherfucking game. So Ms. V, give me some motherfucking more game, baby. Let's go. All right.
You know, on the when I cheated, okay, I was cheated on in high school, so I really don't think that counts because most people aren't emotionally developed or even ready for relationships. I mean, there are very few people. You know, at that age, that are really ready for a solid relationship. So I don't think that counts, you know. So once you get a certain age, I think that's when you can start, you know, counting, okay, you knew better or whatever. So, yeah, I cheated. But the situation that I was in when I was cheated was more of an, and I say emotional, but there was a neglect going on. And I think that that's part, one of the reasons people cheat. I mean, people are either hoes, they're not ready for a relationship, or there's a void somewhere that needs to be filled. If you're neglecting part, one of the essential parts of your relationship, then people tend to seek it out in different areas. You know what I'm saying? if you and your lady used to hang out and she used to go to the ball games with you and she used to do this or she used to do that, and then that starts falling off, then it's like, okay, there's a void there where she used to be. And so you might see it in another woman. You might meet another woman, and in casual conversation, she's like, yeah, you know, I like to go to the games. Yeah, I like to, you know, sit around on Sunday and watch college football or whatever. And so there's that connection there, like, and it's a subconscious thing. It's not like, oh, my lady used to do that, but since you like to do it, maybe you can fill in. It's not like that. It's very subtle how it happens. You know, so if there's a void where, say, your lady used to, excuse me, suck your dick every night, or, you know, or when she, when Red Cross flew in, you know, she would give you whatever, and that starts falling off, that's going to create a void because it was there, but now it's not. And over time, you tend to seek that out. Not that a man is seeking out getting his dick sucked. He's seeking out a void. And so somebody comes in to fill it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking
that's how, you know, I'm just saying, that a lot of times that's where cheating or affairs come in, is there was a void somewhere that needed to be filled. And so, you know, I say the situation with the dude that I cheated on, emotionally he stopped being there. You know, he wasn't.
What does that mean? What does being there emotionally mean?
Being there emotionally. There are, you know, there's social needs, emotional needs, or whatever. You know, they're different needs. So maybe it was, I don't know, emotional, social, whatever it was. He wasn't doing his part. You know, he didn't call as much, or
what?
You know,
hey,
I'm gonna be the first to go ahead and admit what niggas do. You know,
but
when we first get with
back to the meeting, but say, I want to know what the fuck our emotional needs.
But I'm saying
you
this is what we do. We don't even understand this.
So you
said we do
because I didn't call.
Emotional needs. I mean, you know, it's the cuddling stuff. It's just the, you know, the holding hands stuff. It's the stuff that they do. I'm not gonna say they do.
Oh, it's the touch and feel.
I don't want to be general. It's when you get them. You know what I'm saying? It's all the things you do to get them, and then slowly but surely, you know, it just kind of dies off, and it's like, dang, you know, we don't cuddle much. You know, we don't do this much, or our conversation is slacking off, or whatever it is. And it's like, I was lonely. I was like, well, damn, okay. And, you know, somebody else caught my attention. We got, you know, had conversation and stuff like that, and it just kind of progressed from there. It wasn't like, okay, well, he's not there, so I'm going to go get my fuck on. That wasn't how it was. You know, it was, I was lonely. Somebody else was there to fill the void, and it happened.
Well,
okay.
I can tell you what it is from
the
get-go. What? As us men, when we first get with a woman, you already know if we ain't never hit them, we ain't never smashed them, we going to do whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
To motherfucking smash.
Right.
So hold on. Once we smash, it's gonna start slacking anyway. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like,
wait.
Go ahead.
But beyond that, ladies, a lot of times what y'all fail to realize when y'all smash the other nigga, if this nigga know that you got them, a lot of times when niggas just really run game and all they wanna do is smash, if they know that you got this particular void or whatever feel. They can feel that void real easy temporarily. You feel what I'm saying?
Because you already done told them.
No, the thing is that we allow that void to be filled. Don't get it twisted now. Just like you were saying, as far as who cheats more, you know, men or women, I don't know. I don't get in statistics like that because, damn it, I don't know. But the thing is that you ain't going to fuck me if I don't want you to fuck me. If I want you to fuck me, I might play the game or whatever, but I already know I'm going to fuck you anyway. So it ain't, you know, it ain't like y'all playing the game, you know, to smash me because, oh, I'm just lonely and I done, you know, my man ain't hitting on shit or whatever. I'm already interested in you anyway. So it's just a matter of time before
on,
I let
hold
you
hold
fuck
on,
me.
So look, I'm just saying that basically, ladies, y'all really gonna do it. If y'all gonna fuck anyway, y'all ain't really feeling the void. Then basically, you done made your mind up and you gonna smash this nigga anyway.
That's the thing. It's like it. like I said, at first, it starts off subtle or whatever, but you already, it's like you're honing in on somebody. It's like, okay, wow, you know, I'm vibing this guy where I wouldn't have been vibing this guy if everything was all right at home. If my nigga dicking me down right, if emotionally we cool, if he taking care of whatever business I need taken care of on my end, I got blinders on. I don't see nobody else. That's just me. You know, it's occasional glance. Oh, that dude look good or whatever. It may not even get that far. If you doing what you need to do on my end, I don't see shit but you. But fuck up. If you keep fucking up, then you're going to leave the door open for somebody else. As far as, like, signs and stuff, yeah, there's signs that, you know, I agree with LL. At first, if you've never been cheated on or you're in a relationship or whatever, a lot of times you don't know what those signs are, and a lot of times you feel like, okay, based on other people's relationships and based on what you learn from your family, your friends, your aunts, uncles, and all that, you don't want to push the dude away because what may be a red flag may not be. And so a lot of guys say, well, she said I was cheating, or she accused me of cheating, or she asked me if I was cheating, so shit, I might as well cheat anyway. So it's like, we don't want to drive him away by saying, oops, that's a red flag. Hey, is everything okay? It's like, not that you ignore it. You try to differentiate what you need to pay attention to and what just to let slide until you get fucked around on. And then in the next relationship, it's like, okay, that's what happened in the previous relationship. So maybe I need to check this, you know, check into this a little further. Maybe I need to look at this. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. So, all right, I understand what you're saying right there, you know. But from a guy or girl point of view, because this could be anybody could be in this particular situation, nobody likes to be accused of anything that they're not doing. You feel what
absolutely,
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That right there. Nobody, I don't give a fuck what it is. You feel what I'm saying? It won't give a fuck with your husband or the police, nigga. Don't nobody want to be accused of shit they really ain't did wrong. You feel what I'm saying? So that, soon as you start to do that and you wrong, I just advise all of you people out here to make sure you know exactly what the fuck 100% before you start acting different.
But listen,
and all
hey,
that kind of other
but
shit.
I was just going to say something
saying?
Too while you saying that. If you see them, this is what I do. I just do my homework. A lot of people, a lot of men, I'm just going to say men because women do it all the time. A lot of men can't hold that shit. They just going to go straight to the woman, and it might not really be that serious. You know what I'm saying? But I do my motherfucking homework. Uh-huh. If it's a sign, then I'll stay on that sign until that bitch prevails itself. You know what I'm saying? If I stay on it long enough and it don't prevail, then goddamn guess what? I'm blurry.
Right.
But if you stay on it long enough and walk that lane, the shit going to reveal itself anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's just what it is. I do my homework. I don't been with a female, and you know what I'm saying, and don't see her in the car with another nigga.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't know I seen her. I'm
right.
Riding with somebody else.
Right.
But she didn't know I seen her. I never told her.
Right.
We still kicked it.
Right.
We still, you know what I'm saying, did whatever. I'm right. Just like, okay, we've been kicking it for a minute, but I never really met her family, so I really can't say that's your cousin. I ain't met nobody but your brother.
Right.
So I really don't know who that is.
Right.
So I really can't just go out and be like, damn, you was in the car with this nigga, whatever, blah, blah, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I just told my partner just hang to the side, pull the seat back. Just let me, I just wanted to see the justice
uh-huh.
and all the shit, what was going on.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? See, I do my homework. I ain't just going to jump to it like that.
Or you could have just said, you could just ask her, you know what I'm saying, where the fuck was she at that particular
But see,
night.
I ain't want to do that. I ain't want to do that.
If she lie about it, then nigga, that motherfucker
no,
nigga.
No, but see, I ain't want to do
if
that.
If it was just her fucking cousin, the bitch said I was in the car with my cousin.
No, but see,
it's real easy to find out.
But listen,
bitch, where you was at today?
Hey, y'all.
3:30. Yes.
Hey, you know, and another thing, you know, something you said, Blue, about, you know, why people don't leave or why they stay or whatever. A lot of times, especially if you've built something with that person, and I'm a strong believer in, you know, if you truly love somebody, love is not something that you turn off. It's not something like, okay, you just, you know, you put the brakes on. Love, and I'm going to bring the Bible into it, love is one of those things that it endures everything. If you truly love somebody, then whatever comes along, love is said, you know, I've dug my heels in. I'm in it for the long haul. So one of the reasons people don't just up and leave is because they have built something solid, and I love you too much to just cut you off and leave. You know, love is something it kind of has to you grow apart. You know, it's not, I love you, I'm in love with you, I'm down with you. Okay, you cheat on me, I got to go by. It, you know, for some people, they can do it. I'm not wired that way.
Right, right. I know most people ain't. That's why, but cheating ain't, you ain't helping it by cheating, you know what I'm saying?
No, you're not. You don't help it by cheating. And that's why cheating happens, is because, not why, like the only reason, but that's one of the reasons it happens, is because instead of severing the relationship and saying, I'm not going to do this anymore, or you know, whatever, you cheat, whatever reason, you know, or you feel like you got to go outside the relationship, so I need to end this relationship with you. That's why cheating happens, because those love ties or whatever are already there. And so they're not the easiest to break. So it's like, okay, you go outside the relationship, and then that's when the relationship breaks, if it does. You know, if the person doesn't forgive. But if there are no love ties there, you haven't built anything solid, then it's easy to walk away.
All right. Okay, so I guess to answer the other question, you basically answered all the questions. I didn't really have to ask you. You basically got
down to
you trust them again and all that. And
if you're staying and y'all building something, it's already self-explanatory that you actually love that person. If you have all the proof, everything to leave, and you don't leave, nigga,
You must love them.
That's what I'm saying.
But then again, like you said, sometimes we already laid out a scenario where you just couldn't.
I dated a guy, make a long story short, dated a guy in high school. We were engaged, found out he had a kid. He lied about how old the kid was 4 times. I was okay with it. I was like, okay, a week before we started dating, okay, fine. 3 weeks after we started dating, fine. 4 months, fine. Okay, I understand that. But then he kept lying. That's why I left, is because he kept lying. Had he had come clean and said, this happened, blah, 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 I love you, I still want to be with you, I was willing to love the baby. I mean, she's a gorgeous little girl. You know, it's not her fault her dad's dick fell in her mom's pussy. That's not her fault. But the thing is he kept lying about it. So I'm like, if you're still lying now, after I see the result of what you did, then you're going to keep lying. So now you got to go. All
right. So you just don't like a liar, though, basically.
I can't stand a liar. I mean, I got my faults. I got my faults. But I can't stand a damn liar. Don't lie to me. You can do anything. Don't lie to me. That shit pisses me off.
Hey, B.
What?
I love you.
Stop lying, damn.
Well, see, I know you lying. I know you lying.
You can't stand me, though, huh?
I'm just saying, I can't stand a liar. You know, you that's different.
Alright.
I'm just fucking.
You know you love me, nigga. No.
I really do.
Alright.
Alright,
you appreciate it. Alright.
Alright, babe.
Ah. 347-934-0966.
347-934-0966. We in the building, nigga.
You on the line, hit the number one. We got a couple people had their hands up that wanted to comment. So we're going to go back to, we had already talked to them, but we're going back to them because we already went down the line.
All
your other people on my line that's just listening, hit the number one, man.
It just killed me, man.
How do these
women just take they, you know what I'm saying?
There's so many people online. Go ahead.
And, you know, it just be killing me, man. Like, some women just be driving that mail to that nigga and just be like, well, you know, blah, blah, this, and why you so quick to do this, white man? Shit, out of everything I do, out of all the shit that I take, you can't tell that I motherfucking love you. I ain't even got to tell you. Just by the shit I do, you should motherfucking know. I'm holding this bitch down.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Don't even motherfucking question me, first off.
Well, I mean, and you say that to say what? About what part of that? You holding her down and you love her, so then if you cheat on her, that means you should...
I ain't saying don't cheat.
No, I'm just saying. We talking about the love, but are you trying to equate this? How you trying to equate this to the cheating?
I'm just saying, like women.
Uh-huh.
I'm just putting on, like, the woman cheating.
Uh-huh.
She got all the signs of... She don't cheat.
Uh-huh.
But a nigga still fuck with her. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, goddamn.
Yeah, because
he loves. Hey, look, I don't put all this shit in. Look, I don't put all this shit into you.
Uh-huh.
I know, you know what I'm saying? I see you got the potential of doing this.
Yeah.
I want to help you and see you through this shit. So, goddamn.
See her through it.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know. So,
see that bitch through.
Yeah, see that bitch through.
See that bitch through what?
See It's like, hold on.
Man, cancel that bitch like me going by, nigga. Fuck you talking about, Nick.
Hey, it's like a female.
You know, I don't know, people. I don't know about you now. I don't know, man.
Hey,
I don't know.
I'm just talking for these rough transfer niggas. You know what I'm saying? you know. Hey, nigga, me. Any motherfucking female know that motherfucker fuck with me, man. Fuck around if you motherfucking want to, nigga. I tell you that. Fuck around if you want to.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just fucking with you. But for real, though, I mean, some niggas might really just be all in love with a chick like that. And some women are all in love with a guy like that. Even when they cheat on their ass, man, they like, shit, I know they hurt and everything, but shit, they love that motherfucker so goddamn much, like you said.
Oh, hold on.
They ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. In a relationship, just say in anybody's relationship, a person can only have one ultimatum. Be like, I can deal with anything you motherfucking doing, but don't motherfucking never do this. And the bitch cross that line.
Right.
What a nigga gonna do?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Know what I'm saying? That motherfucking fatal one, nigga, it's a wrap. And I don't been through that.
But if that one thing is cheat on me, then what if you cheat on her, though? You can't make that kind of demand and stipulation on nobody and say, bitch, as long as you can do whatever you want to do, just don't get no other nigga my motherfucking pussy.
Hold on.
That's not gonna work.
Hold on. First off, I ain't gonna never say goddamn that's my motherfucking pussy.
Kill the nigga who even say that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, because you don't, these motherfucking women, nigga. One thing about 2010, you understand what I'm saying?
Bitch, call me another nigga. No, I'll be happy with that.
Hey,
don't
you
call me another nigga.
You do not own.
Call me another nigga now. Yeah. Ray Coyne. Oh shit, yeah, that's me, bitch. I'm about business, motherfucker. I don't want to be saying, oh, this show, no.
I'm just
saying. My dick gonna go down. It's gonna be like Pac Man get hit by one of them ghosts without eating a belly. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear that shit. You motherfucking creeping around, kicking your leg together, sound like a fucking cricket, bitch.
I think you and the bitch is cheating, maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all motherfucking bitches one thing, man. I don't need me a plum dumb bitch. You know what I'm saying? I need me a something dumb bitch. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, you need to be something dumb. Don't be motherfucking plum dumb. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get me some pussy. Let's go to the college.
That was Player Reggie. P-Reg gave the mic to Player Reggie for about 10 seconds right there. That was the full
Player Reggie. That feels it. But y'all nigga ain't never heard goddamn Blue. I think I'll wait here, Blue.
But
what about Blue? You know what I'm saying? y'all think like, no, we're back Blue. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fucking with Blue, but hey, nigga, I'm going to call Blue in a minute, though. How about that?
All right. So we'll go to, I'm going back to Shay. She hit number one, I think. Go ahead, Shay.
Yeah, I had called to collaborate with P. Reg, but I don't know. After Player Reg got on there, I might retract.
Hey, look it up. Hey, I'm fighting with myself right now. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm fighting with myself right now.
That's all right. I got some psych meds for you. It's okay. I'm going to help you through this.
Because if you down and you love that nigga, help you through.
Because I love you, boo. I'm going to help you through this.
Well, right. Go ahead and give me my medicine. Go ahead and give me both of my medicine.
Open wide.
I got you.
So what was you going to say, Shay?
But for real, though, yeah. He was making a comment about, you know, women carrying baggage in relationships, you know, yada, yada, stuff like that. I was going to agree with him in the fact that, you know, sometimes people do, but you have to learn to, like, let that go. You use that to help you instead of, like, carrying around your baggage. Use that as a tool to what not to do the next time instead of, like, looking at, like, you know, I'm not going to ever do something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you can't say, well, I ain't never going to do this. I ain't never going to trust no dude like that. Because, you know, you know, if you don't open yourself up to the possibility of something, then you're not going to find anything else. So you have to go into something else open.
Right,
you can't just be closed-minded.
Right. And that's what I was saying when Elle made that. That's what I was saying. Like, when Elle made the point, she's like, you know, we just on guard and we not finna let that go down and blah, blah. I understand all that. And like I said, a lot of times, more often than not, it's going to lead to two things. You feel me? A, you're going to be thinking you're seeing something and watching for some sign and you really not seeing what you think you're seeing. And then you may false accuse or just have your heart guarded toward that person for nothing. And then also, you can just keep that guard up so fucking high that person is like, you know what? I'm not really feeling that you're giving me your all for some whatever reason.
Exactly. That's
it. Everybody
don't
want to
find somebody that is. He's going to go find the next chick. And guess what? Then you're going to say, oh, you cheating. But because this motherfucking chick right here, he might have married somebody else. Why he's still with you? That's giving them they all. And you not. You got your heart so
exactly.
hard you worried about what happened before. And then you run into goddamn Susan Q over here and she goddamn giving this nigga the all and he can feel it. He can feel that she all in. You feel me? She ain't even got her heart guarded. Her heart is completely open to this guy. And he feel that while he may love you and everything, but you've never really let him in because you got that guard up. Now you're going to either A, lose this guy, or either A, he may love you and be like, I want to try and work it out. Maybe I can make her come around. Maybe I can tough it out and show him. And then he just cheat on you with this other bitch because he got sidetracked because she giving him all.
You know, because not every guy wants to come through, you know, picket fences laced with thorns and chip through brick walls. You know what I mean? So,
right. To get to that goddamn spot to where you just all
exactly. Your little soft spot in your heart.
Or maybe
you
may
never. Somebody might have been hurt, but you got to.
Yeah, you may never get. You may be one of the women who like always, forever in the day, nigga. They don't give a fuck. They just ain't trusting niggas like that. They don't give a fuck. It just ain't going down. It is what it is, and that's just what kind of person they are, and they will be that way. And all you gotta do is make sure you meet a nigga who understand that, and is cool with that. You feel me? Maybe he done been hurt by a motherfucking bitch so goddamn bad that y'all both gonna be like that. And y'all a perfect fit.
Yeah.
But if you can't be that person and get with another person who ain't never been through that, who love hard. You feel what I'm saying? And expect
mm-hmm.
them to understand your motherfucking point of view.
It ain't gonna happen.
Fuck that. You have cut off everybody who love hard like that. They don't want to be with nobody like you. Because you ain't gonna love hard no more because you've been hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
You watching for this and watching for that when they don't really be all that. They all in. Because they ain't never really been hurt. They broke up. All their relationships ended because, you know, it just ended amicably. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they ain't feeling
That's
what you're talking about. They ain't feeling what you're talking about. So you just basically can't talk to nobody like that. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
You might find somebody that's been through some shit that you've been through too, and they got their guard up and y'all a perfect fit. It's all about matching.
Yep. But you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
But first,
but if that's not what you're looking for, then you're going to have to chip down the walls a little bit, you know.
Hey, that ain't what you want.
Even
you don't want nobody, hey, give
whatever,
it,
then.
Yeah, give it out how you want to give it. You feel what I'm saying? If you don't want no motherfucking man always being suspect of your motherfucking ass, when you don't got that answer your motherfucking phone after a certain time, when you ain't telling them about that motherfucking lunch date because it was just a friend, if you don't want no motherfucking nigga sweating you like that, don't you motherfucking be like that either. And think that shit all right. And just say that it's just all about me keeping my guard up. You know, I don't want to get hurt. Well, bitch, don't goddamn, hey, you got that's give and take. That's
all
a
right.
two-lane street, goddammit.
All
just
right.
remember that. When you like that, it's all good for you to be like that. You're going to have to find somebody that's like that, too.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Uh-huh. Don't get beside your motherfucking self and try to find a nigga 100% all the way 10 toes in with you no matter what. And you ain't like that with him because you got your guard up because you watching this and watching that. That's all I'm saying. Let's just keep it fair. And won't nobody get hurt. Won't nobody get cheap.
But it
it'll help
you. You get what you're looking for. I mean, you know,
right.
you get what you're looking for. You go looking
hey, and
for
I,
what you're going to get.
And I
right.
was just finna say that because most of the time when male or female, they actually looking for somebody. And they are, no, I ain't going to say looking, but if they get with somebody and they spend enough time with that person, they be like, you know what? I might want to take this serious or get to that level. Then they start to try to get to know one another. But if you know you ain't finna, you trying to get to that level, then don't even motherfucking play that part like you want to get to know that person or go to that level because you just fuck, you know what I'm saying? You fucking it up.
Right.
You fucking it up. If you know y'all, you just want to fuck, and y'all gonna be like this, and you know what I'm saying, whatever. Or if y'all don't fuck, and then it lead to that, that's cool. But nigga, don't be trying to motherfucking go the motherfucking distance. And you know for a fact, goddamn, you know what I'm saying. You ain't, you know what I'm saying. That motherfucker ain't trying to go the distance.
Right.
Cause you know, if you fucking with somebody who trying to go the motherfucking distance.
Right.
No matter if they say it or not.
Right.
You can call their ass out every goddamn time. You know what I mean?
Right. All right, Shane. We're going to go to the, I think Key had hit the phone, too. Let me go answer that line, all right?
All right.
I think she had hit number one, too. You hit it one, Key?
Yeah, I got a couple things. First, when LL was like, she don't go into a relationship for monogamy, I don't really understand that because I thought that's what a relationship is. It's
uh-huh.
about monogamy because if not, why are you even trying to be in a relationship? And I think that's a problem. That's why people... To me, that's having an expectation of the other person because y'all applauded it, but in the same token, you like, well, my female cheat, I can't take it. So you want monogamy too when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I want it, but it might not happen. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I would like it.
But that's understood. It's understood. People make mistakes. Things happen.
Right.
But you have to go in with an expectation. I don't think expecting monogamy is setting yourself up for failure. I think that's putting your expectation out there so the other person will know what you're looking for. Because if you go to some, if I go to a dude and be like, I ain't expecting monogamy, he's going to be like, well, hell, let's do it. Because you telling me I can do what I want to do, you know. That is not even cool.
Touché.
Right there.
Touché.
Hold on.
Touché.
I understand your point and your brother to that particular line that LL said. I understand that particular point. You don't want to go into it. You're going into it expecting monogamy because that's your bar, your standard, whatever. But also, that, like you said, what comes with that is less of a letdown. If it does happen.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Life in general, you always run the risk of being let down or being hurt. You cannot live your life being afraid of being hurt. And men carry baggage as well. Men carry baggage too. So it's not only females that carry around baggage from past relationships. Men do the same thing.
Yeah,
and
they
that's
do.
Why
hell yeah. Hell yeah, we
so,
do.
You know,
I was just saying that because I'm a guy. I'm a guy, so I'm talking about the women. But yeah. Men do the same thing, too.
Men do it, too. And yep. I just, you know, I think where a breakdown is, especially with us black people, is we tend not to know how to communicate with one another. Communication will solve a lot of problems. Like, even like Veronica was saying, when it comes to, you know, when that breakdown comes where they're not calling as much, you're not calling as much, we tend to just sit back and be like, okay, well, maybe this may. You need to talk. You got to open your mouth. A closed mouth don't get fed. Because with me especially, there is not one relationship that I've ever been in where the man that I broke up with can say he didn't know why or he didn't know beforehand what was going on. I'm always let you know. And that's what females need to learn how to do. If he does not know there's a problem, how do you expect for him to fix it?
Yeah, I think it's really unfair when you cheat with somebody because they're not showing you the emotional shit, but you never even said,
you
don't call me no more.
And
you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You just go out and do some shit because, man, I just ain't feeling no more. They don't show me this and they don't do that and they don't do that. If you ain't never, ever, 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 ever told that motherfucker that shit that you just got there, so-called, when it fucked somebody over, kill your motherfucking self. You ain't fuck that shit. You can't do that. Now, you go out. I feel you on that particular point right there.
Well,
I was saying,
females,
I
gotta say, with females, too, with
right.
That whole silent shit. That's bullshit, because I don't think either
party.
Wait,
what'd you say? Hold up. What'd you say you was going in and out? What'd you say?
When females, they, instead of talking, they do that silent, want the man to guess what's wrong with them. A lot of females do that crap. I don't understand that for the life of me, because
right.
You sitting there, you walk around, you got an attitude, and he like, well, baby, what's wrong with you? You should know. Well, obviously, he don't. Tell his ass. Because, see, my thing is...
Wait a minute. Hold up. I just had to make sure that was highlighted. Ladies, we ain't no fucking mind readers.
Neither are we. We are not either. So even if you feel like, damn, baby, you know, we ain't sexing like we used to, or, you know, all this go both ways for me. Because communication is... If you have to do that, you have to in a relationship. You can't have a healthy relationship without communicating with one another, be it good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other. I might not always be saying something that you want to hear, but damn it, if it's a problem, I'm gonna say it anyway.
Right. Exactly. I understand totally what you're saying about certain specific points, especially about the expectations. I get that, I can dig that or whatever. You understand what I'm saying. But everybody that's on this line, everybody's listening to the show. We got a lot of listeners on the line, and I'm pretty sure the people who listen to it after the fact and download it's gonna be way, way more. You understand? Everybody listening to what I'm saying, this is some of these things are across the board, and some of them are on a case by case basis. I think what Keith just said is one of those things that's across the board. It doesn't differentiate. That don't change from race, gender, region. This reason, that reason, married, just baby mama, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? If you got it, you got to at least convey to the motherfucker before you cheat on them why you about to cheat. Or either what the fuck. I mean, you really need to just you just don't like that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If you need to at least open your motherfucking mouth and say, look, you know, said, I got a problem with this, this, and this, and you, because you feel like you about to cheat, because this motherfucker doing it. If you didn't even convey that to them, you just don't like that motherfucker no more. You want that shit over. Just end it. God damn it, man.
Ultimately, you have to do what makes you happy in the end. You have to do what makes you happy. And my thing, my advice to people would be, you're going to get hurt in life and things happen. But you can't run around being afraid of that.
Exactly.
Because
right.
You will miss out on something really good for you because you're afraid. And that person, he might not do what that other person did. But like you said, you run him off or you run her off.
You hurt yourself.
You know, because you're so afraid. And now, exactly, you're hurting yourself in the end because now you're scared. People don't not drive because, well, some people do. But you know it's always a chance that you might get in an accident when you get in your car. But do that stop you from driving it? No.
Right. Every goddamn day.
Shit happens. And you got to look at the situation as, okay, if this didn't work out, that was not meant for me. Now I'm one step closer to whatever is meant for me. Yeah, it might hurt. But, hell, obviously it wasn't for me.
Right. Okay. I got L. She's number one, so I guess she wants to say something back because we was talking about what she talked about. Let me go to her real quick. All right.
When I said that I don't go in a relationship expecting monogamy, I don't. But do I tell that to the guy? Come on now. We're not stupid over here. It's because just like she said, when you get in the car, there's a chance that you could get into an accident. There's always things that happen. When you go in with expectations and such high expectations, and I'm speaking from my personal experience because I've gone in with really high expectations and then been crushed later, now I've just opened myself up to this may happen, that may happen, so it's not going to hurt as bad the next time. I meant I'm not going in thinking that this guy is perfect and he's going to be with me and only me, because you know what? The realistic thing is it might not happen that way. So that's why I say I don't go into a relationship expecting monogamy or for monogamy. Yes, everybody wants it, but do everybody get it? No. And that's all I was saying when I said that.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, yeah. If I set my
expectations up that high, then I'm setting myself up to fall because things may happen. And I don't want to fall that far. I'm not trying to fall that far again. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just being a little more cautious, a little more aware that it's reality out here. It's the real world. Things can happen. He might cheat. Do I want him to be monogamous? Hell yeah. But it might not happen.
Okay. Well, the question inherently is, does that affect how you treat this guy? You know what I'm saying? Does the fact that, because you and Key are on night and day on that, y'all just don't see eye to eye. So that's just a personality trait. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's just, everybody's got an asshole. It's just y'all just see that particular point different. But what I will ask you is, the one guy that you say, well, before you got that way, before you just got to the point, because you weren't always like that. I'm pretty sure the first boyfriend you had, you know, maybe or whatever, you may have thought that. Or maybe the first couple till you really just went through the whole thing with the husband or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if that affects, if you treated your boyfriends or whatever a certain way before you started to feel that way, and now you treat every guy after that a particular way, you know what I'm saying? It has altered the real
you
and true you. That's all I'm saying. You feel me?
I totally agree with that.
The new you might not get hurt as often. It might not get hurt and get. It might not get cut deep no more. You Teflon now. You feel me? You might not get cut deep no more. You understand what I'm saying? And that's cool. You feel me? Only difference is now you're walking around and you can't walk around the free Latrice with the little, walk around and be free Latrice. Now you walk around with that big heavy ass armor on everywhere you go. You still up under the armor, but the thing is, you got to carry that armor everywhere. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, I feel what you're saying, but for me to be more open-minded, actually, it's kind of the opposite of what you're saying for me. Because when I was expecting everything to be perfect, I, you know what I'm saying? It was heavier for me because you want to make everything perfect. But now that I know that it's reality and everything's not going to be perfect, actually, it allows me to give a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more as I'm working through whatever pain. You know what I'm saying? So it actually opens me up to be like, okay, Treece, you know what? Take the foggy glasses off. This ain't the fairy tale land. This is reality.
That's right.
So if you accept reality, then me accepting reality allows me to give more.
Okay. Well, that's not, like I said, this is a total personality issue right here. You feel what I'm saying about that right there? That's
yeah.
The difference of personality. Okay, I got two more people that hit the phone. I only got five minutes left. All right. Who's that? I think Shay here and Be Nice hit it first. Do you want to say something, Be Nice? I got a couple minutes.
Yeah, I was basically saying, I wanted to comment on, I feel like communication is important. I forgot who was saying, I don't know if it was Shay or the person after LL, before LL, but, I do feel like communication is important when you go into a relationship, because I felt like I'm the type of person that when I go into the relationship, I'm going all in. Like, initially, you know, I have the high hopes and, you know, picture perfect, wanting everything to be perfect. But then once I start seeing signs of, you know, you're not doing what you was doing in the beginning when we first started talking and things start to change, you know, it makes you feel a certain way. So, you know, your guard is going to be up. At least my guard was up, and I didn't want to allow my guard to be down. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, sometimes I feel like I don't know how to cope and deal with certain issues or certain signs of someone being faithful or unfaithful. And that's my whole issue. That's my problem. Like, how do you go about what are the signs? How do you put so much trust into somebody and then they kind of let you down or they do something that, you know, you're not expecting them to do, and it's like, dang, they're telling you all this good shit, but then it's like their actions are completely different from what they're telling you.
Actually, speak louder. Go with the actions. I just say go with the actions. You know what I'm saying? If you see the actions and you know, sometimes you got to go with the actions sometimes. You feel me? But, like I said, you got to make sure that those actions are what you've seen.
Yeah.
Don't assume an action is taking place. Know that it is.
Exactly.
Know it.
As far as the cheating, you wouldn't necessarily be able to know unless you just going all up into left field and you're really, really actually looking for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the type of person that's going to go through your stuff. Like, I don't feel like I should have to go through that extreme because, like, I just think that that's crazy. Like, I feel like just be man enough to be like, look, this is the problem. This is the issue. And, you know, if you want to be with me and I want to be with you, we're able to work through those differences. Like, we're able to communicate well enough to be like, okay, I need to work on this. You need to work on this. This is what's lacking. You know what I'm saying? So how can we fix the problem so we can build our relationship, so we can make the relationship better? Like, I just don't like to get up and leave out of the relationship. Like, I don't give up like that. Like, yeah. I like to fight for, you know, the person that I want to be with. So I'm going to fight for you. Like, I'm going to fight to want to be with you.
All right.
It just depends on who fucking up.
Right, exactly.
It just depends on who got more flaws than others.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If one person fuck it up more than another person, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you fuck it up more than your man, then shit, it's you. If your man fuck it up more than you, then it's him.
If y'all both fucking up, it's just fucked up.
It's just fucked up.
So somebody
I say just let it go.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. I'm just saying, though.
Well, look, we up under 1 minute to go on the show. You feel me? I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This show was kind of got so interesting, I didn't even get a chance to play any music. Sorry, I did have two songs lined up, but it just didn't work out. That's rare that I don't play any music. You understand what I'm saying? It's rare. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. You understand what I'm saying? And I think when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, all this stuff about cheating and everything that we're talking about, I just wanted to give people a little bit of therapy, let people goddamn get some shit off their chest, you understand what I'm saying, and talk about it. Because a lot of times, people, you know, it might have been somebody that was listening to the show and was carrying around something, and then they listened to the show, and then now they ain't, and maybe their relationship will thrive from it, or maybe not. Or maybe it may make a motherfucker who walk around all willy-nilly like everything's perfect, and then she was ignoring signs, and all of a sudden, now she watching for them signs. I might have broke up a happy home. I don't fucking know. All I know is I'm just trying to have a little group therapy session because I know it's the cheaters out here. I'm single, so I'm not a cheater. I can do what the fuck I want to do, but I have been, and I hope to never be again. You dig? I hope to think that I've grown.
Single as a dollar bill, bitch.
Yeah, you understand? So until I get into a relationship, you know what I'm saying? But I would like to think that, you know, all my life experiences have made it to where the next time I do get into one, I won't be a cheater. That's my goal, at least. K1 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizz, my co-host, P-Reg. We out, man. Monday through Thursday. Stay on the lookout for tomorrow's show. Stay on the lookout. I don't know about it because I had some stuff come up. I might have to handle something. I'll let y'all know. K100 Internet Radio, man. We out.